In today's news headlines, after three whirlwind days of public impeachment hearings this week hosted by House committees, Democratic lawmakers say the public part of the inquiry is done. On Thursday evening, after the very last of the witnesses testified, House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff closed the proceedings with this powerful statement.
The day after he testified that not only did Trump invite that interference, but that he welcomed the help in the campaign, they made full use of it, they lied about it, they obstructed the investigation into it, and all this is in his testimony and his report. The day after that, Donald Trump is back on the phone asking another nation to involve itself in another U.S. election. That says to me, this president believes he is above the law, beyond accountability. And in my view, there is nothing more dangerous than an unethical president who believes they are above the law. And I would just say to people watching here at home and around the world, in the words of my great colleague, we are better than that. Adjourned.
That's Intelligence Committee Chair Schiff adjourning the public part of the impeachment hearings. Meanwhile, Supreme Court justices plan to meet on Friday to discuss whether or not to take up the case over the House having access to Trump's tax returns. Lawyers for House Democrats on Thursday told justices they need the returns for the impeachment process. Right-wing media outlets like Fox News wasted no time in maligning the star witness from Thursday, Fiona Hill, a former member of the National Security Council at the White House with expertise in Russia. Hill had spent much of her testimony debunking the many conspiracy theories that Republicans and President Trump have been promoting. Some media personalities implied that Hill, a British-born U.S. citizen, was, quote, un-American. On Friday morning, President Donald Trump called into his favorite television program Fox and Friends, and for almost an hour ranted about the impeachment hearings, barely giving the hosts a chance to speak. He also continued to repeat the conspiracy theories that Hill had debunked, including a false claim that Ukraine has the DNC server. Even the Fox and Friends hosts were skeptical.
They have the server, right, from the DNC, Democratic National Committee.
Who has the server?
Now, the FBI went in and they told him, get out of here. You're not kidding. We're not giving it to you. They gave the server to CrowdStrike or whatever it's called, which is a country, which is a company owned by a very wealthy Ukrainian. And I still want to see that server. You know, the FBI has never gotten that server. That's a big part of this whole thing. Why did they give it to a Ukrainian company?
Are you sure they did that? Are you sure they gave it to Ukraine?
Well, that's what the word is.
That's President Trump admitting that he wanted to withhold military aid from Ukraine and basing it on a debunked idea that Ukraine had the DNC's email servers. News media are reporting on an internal debate between Senate Republicans and the White House over how to proceed when the House inevitably impeaches Trump. According to the New York Times, quote, President Trump wants an aggressive defense, but White House officials and Republicans are divided over whether to aim for a brief process or a drawn-out spectacle. And top-ranking Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has just announced an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter and the position that he assumed on the board of the Ukrainian company Burisma. The investigation is a thinly veiled attempt at legitimizing Trump's withholding of military aid from Ukraine. A day after 10 Democratic contenders for the presidential nomination debated one another in Atlanta, frontrunner Joe Biden spoke at an event where he was called out by an immigrant rights activist over Obama-era deportations. Mr. Biden's response was stunning.
Over those 8 years, there were 3 million people that were deported and separated from their families. Yeah. We had this classification of families.
Well, you should vote for Trump. Families, you should vote for Trump.
And I'm not going to do that.
That's Joe Biden telling an immigrant rights activist to vote for Trump because he didn't like Biden's immigration policies. Meanwhile, Trump's latest acting secretary for Homeland Security, Chad Wolf, toured the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday and insisted that the controversial border wall would be built by the end of next year. The Trump administration has also officially begun a controversial policy to send asylum seekers to other nations while they wait for their cases. On Thursday, a Honduran man who applied for asylum became the first under the policy to be flown to Guatemala by the U.S. Trump is promoting his Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for an open Senate seat in Kansas, saying that he would win that seat by a, quote, landslide. Pompeo has been deeply implicated in the impeachment inquiry, and there is speculation he might be leaving his position soon. The president's son, Donald Jr., is thrilled about his new book being on a bestseller list. But aside from the fact that his father improperly promoted it on his official Twitter feed to his millions of followers, now the New York Times is reporting that the book, Triggered, has benefited from bulk purchases by the Republican National Committee. The RNC has reportedly spent about $95,000 buying up copies of Trump Jr.'s books as mementos for donors. And in other news of Trump's self-dealing, a watchdog group has obtained Secret Service expenditures from the first 6 months of the president's tenure and determined that the agency spent $250,000 of taxpayer funds at Trump properties. Soon after Senate Republicans blocked a version of the Violence Against Women Act, they released their own version of the bill, one that predictably targets the demographics that the party most loves to hate, LGBTQ Americans. It also weakened protections for Native American women survivors of domestic violence and removed a key gun safety provision. The vast majority of fatal domestic violence incidents occur from gun violence. Meanwhile, Attorney General William Barr said he planned to announce a new proposal called the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Initiative on Friday during a visit to a Montana Native American reservation. A jury in Southern California has just awarded $13.2 million to the family of a man killed by police in Anaheim. More than 3 years ago, police used a stun gun and fatally choked 32-year-old Fermin Vincent Valenzuela, even though he was unarmed and running away from police. The city of Anaheim defended its officers' actions, claiming that they, quote, took measured, reasonable actions and, quote, acted in the best interest of public safety. And finally, the actor and comedian Sacha Baron Cohen, in a speech at the Anti-Defamation League, ripped into social media companies for facilitating hate and helping to spread propaganda across the world.
Mark Zuckerberg seemed to equate regulation of companies like his to the actions of the most repressive societies. Incredible. This from one of the six people who decide what information so much of the world sees. Zuckerberg at Facebook, Sundar Pichai at Google, at its parent company, Alphabet, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, Brin's ex-sister-in-law, Susan Wojcicki at YouTube, and Jack Dorsey at Twitter. The Silicon Six. All billionaires, all Americans, who care more about boosting their share price than about protecting democracy. This is ideological imperialism.
That's actor and comedian Sacha Baron Cohen slamming what he called the Silicon Six. His comments came a day after news emerged that Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg had a secret dinner meeting with Trump at the White House this past October. And that does it for our news headlines today.